Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. You can now bid on state and federal surplus property more often. The Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs announced the public surplus property auction will now be online and year-round starting this month. The department has about $50 million in inventory at any given time. Items include vehicles, furniture, tools, cell phones, and much more. Montgomery police are investigating a shootout between two cars. Police responded to a call in the 700 block of Perry Street about two vehicles chasing and shooting at each other. Officers located the cars and took two people in for questioning. No charges have been filed at this time. And today, Alabama State University turns 152 years old. It was founded July 18, 1867 by nine freedmen, all former slaves. Over 200 12th grade ASU summer sky cap campers were there to help celebrate along with the public. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
You'll do it right to update your home to something more your style. Lowe's is here to help, and even better, we'll help you save. Step up your flooring with Pergo waterproof laminate flooring starting at just $2.48 per square foot, and get it installed for just 99 cents per square foot. Swap out your old bath vanity with a stylish new one and get up to 40% off select vanities during our Refresh for Less kitchen and bath event. Whatever you need to make stylish updates to your home, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
Hello, radio listener. This is an ad for Hulu with no ads, which is clearly not running on Hulu with no ads because this is an ad running on the radio. But if this was Hulu with no ads, you'd be watching your new favorite show instead of listening to me, a voiceover actor in a radio ad, telling you that for just $11.99 a month, you can get Hulu with no ads if you're not into ads. And now, a legal disclaimer read almost too fast to understand. Live TV content always contains ads. Hulu No Ads Plan excludes a few shows that play with ads. Visit Hulu.com for details. End of ad.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Mr. Electric ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, we have the power to make things better. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Mr. Electric and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Much of this country, at least 28 states, bracing for this dangerous heat. More than two dozen states under heat alerts straight through the weekend.
The decision by Massachusetts prosecutors to drop the sex crime charge against Kevin Spacey.
President stood satisfied as a rallying cry of send her back echoed through a North Carolina stadium.
So Representative Omar. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was sentenced to life in prison.
President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein at Mar-a-Lago in a room full of cheerleaders. The video shows them partying like pals.
Federal prosecutors in New York ending their investigation into the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal.
A fun and hugely popular app developed in Russia is prompting some new warnings here.
Something called FaceApp. You agree to the transfer and storage of your information in and to the U.S. and other countries.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday, as my good friend Jack Alessini has told me. So when you see a police officer giving him a big thumbs up, thanking them for their service. Fresh Market today. Any first-time caller can get in on a Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What is in that gift basket? I am so glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I swear by the Silver King corn and the Slocum tomatoes and the peppers, particularly the red ones. Those things are delicious. I had some left over and did a little steak salad last night from my leftover steak. And, oh, God, just incredibly sweet and juicy and just incredible. Then Fresh Market has got their roaster chicken, normally $7.99, on sale for $5. Pair that with the Yukon potatoes that's in the place where the wings and all that are, and just get them to scoop you a little small thing. If you got a big group of people, get a big thing of it. But those Yukon potatoes are really, really good.
So good.
And they've got cheese on them, so they're ready to go. Put a butter.
You mean you can put more cheese and butter on there?
Of course you can. Yeah. So I'm going to go get the chicken and then go by and get the gravy and do my little gravy chicken meal here. It's delicious. Okay, so we've gotten that. Did you hear the story about the facial change app that Russia is doing that they're warning?
Yeah, sure.
Have you seen that?
I have. I mean, all sorts of people I know have been doing it. I haven't done it. And then, I mean, what they're really going on about is the terms of service when you use the face app. And it's a little silly to me. It's like Russia now owns the rights to your face. I'm like, well, read any terms of service for Facebook or Instagram. I mean, they're going to essentially claim we can use your photo if you upload your photo, and that's how most of these sites work.
Well, is it upload your photo or is it give access to your photos?
Oh, it gives access to the photos.
Because, see, when I do Kick, for example, it says access to your photos, so you can go in and send photos. But if I do that, it's got access to all my photos.
Right. And it depends. I haven't looked at FaceApp in particular. There are usually settings where you can say either the ones I upload or the ones, all photos on my phone. Maybe all photos on the phone. But, again, this is kind of, I'm used to this world. And I mean,
so it didn't scare you.
Right. And it's sort of like, okay, they own that photo of me. Big deal. I don't really care.
The question, though, is that other data, that's what I get worried about.
And a lot of those apps do that very secretly. It's not cool.
Yeah, and Kick, for example, you access is a bunch of stuff. It's accessing your microphone, it's your photos, it's looking at your contacts. That was the dumb thing I did. I put my contact, let it have access to contact. So anytime a friend of mine that's on the thing gets on Kick, I see it.
Well, and this is a bit of a can of worms open. Maybe I don't want to derail the show, but I think these new technologies will try to restrain them to old cultural norms and societal norms. But I think
that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I think this technology is going to change people's sense of privacy, and it might even change the certain things that people get shamed about or all the. I think it's going to open up people's eyes to the world a lot more, and we're either going to eat ourselves alive, calling people out and doxing people, or folks are just going to grow a thicker skin or stop caring about everybody's secret privacy stuff. I think it really will change, like, how we interact, and the question over data and who can monetize it is a very fascinating one. I hear people say, it's my data. Like, it's my data I produce. I'm like, yeah, but you're not the one who culled that data together and made it data that can be analyzed. These companies did. So who really owns it? And it's an interesting conversation.
Well, I get a kick out of watching these old white senators sitting there talking to Facebook and people about technology. I'm kind of going like, Get a young staff person to ask
my favorite.
You look really stupid.
My favorite example is when Mark Zuckerberg was there, and old Patrick Leahy.
Yeah.
I've been around since the beginning of the Republic, Mr. Zuckerberg, and I have a printed out. He had one of these graphics things, and it was four memes that were pretty obnoxious, anti-immigration memes, you know, borderline racist stuff, and if not outright racist stuff. And he's like, Mr. Zuckerberg, could you tell me who produced these memes and disseminated them? And Zuckerberg's like, are you talking about memes in general? And he's like, no, these four particular memes. It's like, Senator, there are a billion photos uploaded and shared every day. I can get my team to, you know, get back with you and look at those particular ones. Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Zuckerberg. I hope you're not avoiding the question.
You sound like the guy that was on Men in Black. That was the big roach.
Oh, yeah.
See who that is for us here. And let's, while you're doing that, play the next clip of Lindsey Graham.
In the time that Donald Trump's been elected till now, do you think he's lost any, if or some of the supporters? They seem pretty passionate tonight, North Carolina. And do you think maybe the best employment situation since 1969 and record low unemployment for all these varied demographic groups, when you break it down that some traditionally vote Democratic, do you think he's got a shot at those voters now?
Here's what I think. I think he's united the Republican Party. Every corner of the party believes that President Trump is doing a good job with a few outliers. If you're a strong national security guy, he's like Reagan. If you believe in cutting taxes as a conservative Republican, he did it. If you believe in conservative judges, nobody's done better. So from a Republican point of view, you don't have a whole lot to complain about. Compare that to our friends on the other side who are cracking up.
They are cracking up. Is that Lindsey, the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket?
Indeed.
Lindsey, how are you, my dear?
Doing good. How are y'all?
I am doing great. Did you make it down to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Oh, I did on Sunday.
You did? What'd you get?
Okay, so me and my husband got some food from the cafe. He got the barbecue sandwich.
Yeah.
With the potato salad and the... and the baked beans, and I got the turkey club.
Wow, did you like it?
It was really, really good. It had that cranberry preserves on there, so it had that, well, it had like the sweet and salty thing going on. It was really good.
Yeah, that is good. I've now officially had a taste of someone's sandwich, and it has it, and it complements the turkey so well.
Oh, yeah. And I purchased a few other things when I was there as well. I got my dog, like that 3-foot beef stick, and he absolutely loved it. I left him alone with it for 15 minutes, and by the time I came back, it was gone. He loved it. I have to go back there and purchase more for that, for him. And I got, like, a lemongrass kiwi candle made here in Grady, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Which is great. And I also got apple butter.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is very good.
That's my favorite thing I've been eating all week, a piece of whole wheat toast and apple butter on it. That's really, really good.
That's exactly what I did with mine, is take a piece of bread, toast it, put a little butter on it, then put that apple butter on it, and it is delicious. And it's got, it's not like what you buy in the store that's got the preserves in it. The flavor is just jumps out at you.
Right. And I have a couple bucks left on my gift card, so I plan on going back and trying that peach cobbler and ice cream.
Well, that is great. Did you have a chance to meet Karen or Reed Ingram?
I got a chance to meet both of them.
Aren't they great people?
They are wonderful people. Very sweet.
So is your husband now hooked on this?
I would say so, yeah.
That's good. Well,
yeah,
I am so glad that you and your husband got to go do that, and I'm glad that you got the things that you did and that they were so good.
Oh, they're incredible. I cannot wait to go back.
Well, I am so glad. Thanks for listening, Lindsey. I really appreciate you. Have you found any stray animals today?
I picked up a few.
You have? Is this a bad time of the year because of the weather?
Yeah, Yeah, we get a lot of calls for people leaving their dogs outside without water and shelter and things like that. So, and, you know, when it gets hot like this, it seems like, you know, all these animals run free. So, we've been pretty busy.
So when you get a call like that, and you go to, do you go to the residents and see what the situation is?
Yes, sir.
So what happens if the dog is outside? Do you see if it's, if they don't have water? Do you ask them to give them water, or do you cite them, or what?
Well, yes, on all of those things. It can just depend on the situation. So what we look for when we go out to a call is if we look for food, water, and shelter. And if a dog is vaccinated for rabies. But if it's a really bad situation, we're probably going to impound the dog.
Wow. Yeah, people do, they don't realize the heat and on what happens to dogs in particular. I had a friend of mine that lost a dog. They were jogging, and the dog just collapsed and died of heat exhaustion.
Right. A lot of that's going on, too, with people leaving dogs outside in this heat that we've had. So take care of your pets, everybody.
There you go. Lindsay, thank you so much for calling. I'm really glad you had a good time. It's Week Week Farm Market.
All right. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. That's Lindsay, the winner. She enjoyed it. That turkey sandwich, I have had a bite of that. That is really good.
Everything I've had.
The Cuban is my favorite, though.
The Cuban's great. Every time I go, I usually end up getting the ribs with a fruit cup. It's a nice balance. It's so good.
Ooh.
So good. I love them. And they really are fall-off-the-bone ribs.
They were, I mean, literally, that they are not joking. You've never had the Boston butt.
I don't think so. Not
so,
from there.
I mean, you can take a fork and put it in and just pull down on it, and it's just going to fall off.
Mm.
It's really good. And that, with the right amount of pickles and coleslaw and potato salad, is perfect. Absolutely perfect. I got it. I put those things in, and I had it on a heated bun, and with just a dab, just a little bit of barbecue sauce, made a barbecue sandwich with it. It was great. Coleslaw, potato salad, and Boston butt.
I'm hungry now.
I know. Great show. Let's go. Gonna be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Without me, cause I ain't got nobody. Nobody is for me. Nobody, nobody cares for me. I'm so sad and lonely. Sad and lonely, won't some sweet mama come and take a chance with me, cause I ain't so bad. Get it off me, baby. Sad and love song. All of the time.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want a new drug. 272-9228, that's where we are.
When the wall made me crash my car, it made me feel free, free, free. I want a new drug. When the wall hurt my head. When the wall made my mouth too dry, it made my eyes too red. When the wall made me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you. When I'm alone.
Let me go back with Sean and Jim Jordan and talking about it in the FISA application here. He's also going to do a little bit with Greg Jarrett, but let's do the first part, Jim Jordan talking about FISA.
The president's right here, but I only see one way in preventing that. And we've had issues with the CIA in the past, and the church committee, et cetera. And I guess I ask you this, how do we possibly prevent it, Jim Jordan, if, in fact, the people that were involved in all of this,
yeah,
based on the reporting of John Solomon, are not held accountable?
No, read Emmett Flood's letter. If they can do it to a president of the United States, imagine what they can do to you, to me, or to any of our constituents, anyone in this country. That is scary. Understand this about the dossier. John Solomon's reporting is so good. Understand this. When James Comey said it was salacious and unverified, turns out that was an understatement. It was complete garbage, yet they took it to the court, and but for that dossier, Andy McCabe told us this in his deposition, they don't get the warrant. Final point on this is, when Jim Baker, the chief counsel at the FBI, when we deposed him, Sean, we asked him why he told us he reviewed this FISA. Normally, he didn't review FISA. This is one of the very few he reviewed. We asked him why. He said, because I knew I'd be sitting in a committee room like this someday. They knew from the start this thing was a problem, and they did it anyway. And as the president said, if they can do it to a president of the United States in his campaign, imagine what they can do to you and I.
That was an important factor that he said, that Jim Baker, who is the legal counsel for the DOJ, there was only one application he looked at, and what he said is, the reason I looked at it is because I might be in the hearing room like this sitting here one day. That's very telling. And you got to remember, there's so much we didn't know when they were talking to these people the original time that we know now. There's so much more that's out there about this. And so we've got to, I just tell you, I cannot wait to see this IG report. And I think as we get into next week, and particularly after the Mueller thing and they leave, I think we may be sitting within a week or so of Horowitz's report at that time. Let's stay with Jim Jordan on one FISA warrant after Mueller was hired. I didn't know this.
So they were warned, Jim Jordan, before they signed the first warrant. They warned about it's not verified, it's political, Hillary paid for it, and that Steele hates them. They were warned before. Now we know, according to this report tonight, that the FBI knew before they signed the warrant. They knew then that 90%+ was BS. And Baker's comments are key. Now, we also had Jim Comey. Yeah, you're right. He signed the October 2016 FISA application. And then in January 2017, he told the president it's salacious and unverified, and he might have signed a second one the month before. Greg Jarrett would know that, not me.
Yeah, they signed three more, Sean, and they even signed one, renewed the third FISA renewal, happens after Bob Mueller's already named special counsel. So they did it. They surveilled an American citizen for the better part of a year on something that was complete bogus.
That's an important fact. I've never heard that when I've been kind of collecting data. I guess I could have looked it up, but that's pretty big when you think about it, that they signed. That's the Rosenstein one, by the way, that he signed. So Rosenstein has appointed Mueller, and then he signs an application for the FISA warrant. He said he was told about the application, but did not read the application, but he did sign it for verification.
That does sound like, that sounds about right, actually. It sounds how, that's how a process like that, especially at Rosenstein's level, probably goes.
And the question is, who told him about it, though?
Right.
Was it McCabe?
Right. I mean, it makes sense. Like, oh, Rod, this is a warrant we've had for, you know,
this
several
is the fourth
months.
One.
We're just reissuing it the fourth time, and here's why we're doing it, and we just need you to sign off on it. Could you? Yeah, that makes sense.
So we're going to spy on the president. Okay, so here, Sean is going to be talking to Jim Jordan, and Greg Jarrett's going to make some comments on Mueller in this. It's kind of long.
Greg. Congressman Jordan is absolutely correct. And all those people who signed off on it, from Rod Rosenstein to Andrew McCabe, Sally Yates, and James Comey, they were lying to a court, and that's a felony. It's a crime. In fact, it's five other felonies as well. And it will not be enough for people like James Comey to say, oh, gee, yeah, I put my name on that, but I was trusting in the work of others. That is not a defense to defrauding the court, because he affixes his name for a reason. He is swearing under oath that the information he is providing is authentic, it is true, and it is verified. So Comey and the other people I mentioned are in a world of trouble. I guarantee you that Horowitz, the inspector general, has the goods on them.
Now, Jim Jordan, 1 week from tonight, we've already booked you to be on this program as a guest. You will be here, hopefully, 1 week from tonight, if Mueller testifies. Now, why do I think, like everything else involving all of this, I suspect that what the Democrats are fearful of now, and we're beginning to see that fear emerge, first of all, they don't want Republicans to ask questions, which is amazing, because the rules to say they must.
Yeah.
But what I think is going to happen here is Mueller's already said what he has to say. He'll refer to the documents. And unless Devin Nunes is right and they're kind of, you know, talking with each other, which would not be a good thing, but you're going to ask questions. Won't you have an opportunity to ask questions of Robert Mueller? Well, what are the things that you think you might be going into without giving away every detail?
Yeah, now look, we're working on that. You know, the whole committee, all the Republicans on the committee, we're meeting trying to figure out what's the best approach to take. But I will tell you this, he did sign that fourth FISA. Well, Bob Mueller didn't sign it, but they signed it after he's named special counsel. I think that's significant. I'm sure someone's going to ask about that question, but there's a whole bunch of others we want to ask and we want to get into as well.
And Greg Jarrett, if you were a member of Congress, what would you most want to ask?
Well, I would certainly ask that question, but I'd want to know, why didn't you recuse yourself when the president in the Oval Office talked to you about his reasons for firing James Comey the day before you took the job to investigate the president? Under regulations, you can't be a prosecutor and a witness in the same case.
That was another little tidbit of information. So what Jared was saying there basically is that he met with the president, and the president disclosed to Mueller why he fired Comey, because he was interviewing him for the potential job of being the FBI director. and then, boom, he's appointed. That's always been so suspicious to me that Rosenstein did that. And kind of
how
quickly it happened. And then when Andrew McCabe said that he made the recommendation to Rosenstein on that, and we know kind of where Andrew McCabe's coming from. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
One that won't spill, one that don't cost too much, or come in a pill. I want a new drive, one that won't go away, one that won't keep me up all night, one that won't make me sleep all day.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump making his first public comment on the controversial chant heard last night at his campaign rally in North Carolina. The Send Her Back directed at Representative Ilhan Omar, who is a U.S. citizen. The president saying,
well, I didn't like that they did it, and I started speaking very quickly. I could have stood back.
So. Omar, one of the four congresswomen he's been feuding with a short while ago, she pushed back.
We tell people that here in the United States, dissent is patriotic. Here in the United States, disagreement is welcomed.
And documents linked to the president's former fixer, Michael Cohen, released. The records show evidence of conversations between the president and his staff before the election, trying to put a lid on alleged affairs that included payments to two women the president initially denied relations with. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you need rain at your house, the rain chances will gradually get a little better over the next few days. Still random, and still some towns will get skipped. Today, another hot day with a high in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices again. There'll be some random scattered thunderstorms for a few lucky towns. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 76. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, even better chances of showers and thunderstorms. Just more to go around each day with high temperatures in the low 90s, and showers and storms become likely by Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Before we get into some of these other things with Senator Tellis and things like that, let's listen to a report. Now, this is, I didn't have a chance to edit this, so we might have to stop it during the middle, but it's about educators have kind of renewed their optimism in doing charter schools here in Montgomery. This is a potential.
Local educators an idea to create new conversion charter schools in Montgomery.
The deal between the local school system and the Montgomery Education Foundation would convert 4 existing public schools in the city.
It's a way for the Montgomery system, now under state intervention, to improve its academic and financial standing. But conversion charter schools were considered before and struck down. Tonight, WSFA 12 News reporter Rosanna Smith takes a closer look at the new proposal, new at 10.
Just today after presenting the specifics around a new charter conversion school contract at the Montgomery County School Board work session, Justin Hampton with the Montgomery Education Foundation is feeling optimistic.
There felt like there was overwhelming support from board members. You never know until a vote is cast.
Hampton says the major difference between this contract and the previous one struck down by the board in February is MEF adjusted its ask from 4 schools to 3. Edie Nixon Elementary, Davis Elementary, and Bellingrath Middle Schools.
There's just been really some fine-tuning of what the financial contributions will be and what the academic performance requirements will be. And so really it's just kind of raised the accountability level.
Parents like Stewart and Ayetta Hales are excited about the possibility of conversion charter schools.
Montgomery has much more to gain from charter schools than they have to lose. And losing being, we stay in the same situation that we're in.
2 of the Hills' 3 children were enrolled in MPS, but given multiple factors, they had to make a very tough decision.
We just saw some disengagement with them and their learning, and we had to pull them out.
While their kids won't be zoned for the schools included in this potential conversion plan, they still support the system and believe this move could benefit everyone.
We want them to do well because it affects us, our family, our kids, and affects our business. Having the opportunity to provide homes in those areas to families who are relocating here, that's a huge plus.
Now, if you're wondering the difference between a conversion charter and traditional school, in this case, MPS would still own the facility and employ personnel. MEF will oversee instructional delivery. There will be no changes to zoning or student populations. And MEF says at this point, the ball is in the school board's court as to when a vote could be taken up. Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore has said that this is not an arbitrary kind of decision, nor will the implementation of it be done haphazardly. Val.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rosanna. If the contract is approved, those charter schools could be ready by the fall of 2020.
We are following break.
Now, these charter schools, what they're doing, they're selecting them and they become feeder schools to each other. Notice the location where we're talking about Davis and Bellingrath. You're talking about that kind of middle part of Montgomery on the other side of Court Street and such. And so I hope this works, because if they can do something to, that will, one, help to revitalize those areas, but if we can get just any kind of progress done on the school system, any progress would be better than where we are right now, because where we are right now is not good.
Right.
We just keep losing people. We keep people just complain about the school system, and I had a major client that moved into the area that was transferred to me with a big company here. But they're not going the route of paying for private school. He's going to commute from Auburn to Montgomery every single day and go to his office, which happens to be out in East Montgomery. And as he said, compared to where he came from, the commute from Auburn to East Montgomery over near East Chase is about the commute that he had in the city that he lived in when he was in Philadelphia. That's pretty remarkable. In a whole other area. And I warned him about the number of wrecks that can happen on I-85 at any given time. So we're going I-85 is like the wreck capital of the river region.
Well, and if we just focus on Montgomery, it really is a fact. I'm not as down on Montgomery as I maybe used to be when I was younger. But it won't be a truly great city until you fix the education issues here.
Yeah, because if you're sitting there trying to weigh out, I'm going to send my child to private school, which we chose, but we lived in a little piece of you-know-what patio home, so we could do that and then still stay in Montgomery and do all the Montgomery things and all the Montgomery stuff that I'd grown up with. That was a costly decision. I think it was a good education decision, but if they had a good school to go to that was public, this place would be the greatest place in the world to live in.
Right.
And it would change the demographics overnight. But people vote with their pocketbooks and they vote with their feet, and they just leave. They're making financial decisions, not other type of decisions.
And I do love the aspect of charter schools and that they have the ability to break up what are now almost like neighborhood monopolies, like neighborhood fiefdoms.
Yeah, what you're doing is you're zoned to an area. But what's happened is back during my day, in McGee Estates, for example, which obviously all the people who lived in McGee Estates went to Jeff Davis.
Right.
There were at least 100, more than that actually, probably more like 200, people that lived in the McGee Estate neighborhood that went to Jeff Davis three blocks away. You don't have that now.
Exactly.
You don't have that at all.
Well, and then you get the thing where certain neighborhoods, the house or the cost of housing goes way up because they're in high demand because they have a great education system. I've heard
Mountain Brook.
Yeah, I was about to bring up Mountain Brook. There's all sorts of
Madison.
Stories about that. If you want to talk about segregation, I don't mean necessarily racial segregation. It's just segregation in terms of money. It's supposed to be a public school that's open to everybody, but people are smart and they're looking for the best. They're not doing this for nefarious reasons. They're just looking for the best option for their kids. So if you can get into a good neighborhood, the effect is these rising costs. And so if you just get rid of that system, I'd love the idea of neighborhood schools where you walk to school and stuff, but it's just not working right now.
Well, it's not because the people that live in McGee Estates don't go to Jeff Davis. They go to Montgomery Academy, they go to Trinity, they go to St. James. And we see all the time, now there are some kids that are there, but it's a tiny group
right. Compared
to my age group. I mean, it was hundreds of us. I mean, it would be, we'd pull out of that parking lot and it would be like a cavalcade of cars going into McGee Estates. I mean, I could go by house and say, that's where Will Longshore lived, that's where Al Maxwell lived, that's where Steve Slosh lived.
Well, and there's a fascinating thing that's happening. There's so many people that are homeschooling their kids, and this is really happening in Georgia. I think a couple of years ago, the Georgia legislature said, oh, yeah, this is fine. There's so many people homeschooling their kids, there now is enough of a population to do sort of like a co-op neighborhood center where you can have athletic teams, you can have extracurriculars like the arts, but you're still essentially setting your own curriculum and these sorts of things for your own children.
Well, the great thing that they're doing in Georgia, but they're also doing it up in the Northeast, is doing homeschooling. But they're taking things like the Oak Park and the planetarium.
Right.
And they're integrating planetarium into the curriculum. So the kids are going there once a week for a course of 6 weeks to get credit for that.
Right.
And in Durham, North Carolina, they have the industrial complex where they have robotics and all this kind of stuff. And homeschool kids get to go there and learn from the scientists at one of the most technologically advanced industrial parks in the country. And they're going over there and they are learning from these PhD scientists and engineers.
Well, and I get that people say you can't take money from the public schools. We're doing the best we can, but you have to look at the results. It's not just what you intend and all the effort you put in. What are the results right now? And of all the things said on that Democratic debate about a month or so ago now, one line actually made me happy. It was Pete Buttigieg said, you shouldn't have to go to college to have a successful life.
Absolutely.
In this country.
Absolutely. Let me tell you.
High school degree should mean more than it does.
Well, do the high school degree and use that as your basis.
Yeah.
And in today's world, you actually get a pretty good education and high school degree because it's preparing you for college and it's laying foundations of history, American history, good levels of math. I mean, you can get up easily get up to trigonometry if you wanted to, but algebra 1 and 2 certainly
right.
is done. And so you get a good basis. So you take that basis and go get registered, licensed, or certified for doing something, whether it's welding, whether it's automotive repair, you know, whatever it's going to be, and now do online studying. That is the hottest thing going. Yep. I do so much of my continuing education online and webinars now, and I can go drop my dime in. It's not really a dime, but I can go drop my dime in, as we say, and I can pull up, I can just kind of name a subject, and I'm going to go get a webinar from an expert on that. And I can go spend 20, 30 minutes, except for the damn test afterwards. I hate those things. I can go spend 20, 30 minutes on that thing and really have a deep level of knowledge about a subject. But they're doing it for all sorts of stuff, and they need to be doing it for middle school and high school kids, and where you bring and given the social infrastructure, but give them the ability to get on a computer and learn stuff from Hillsdale College or from Duke. Duke now has got a great video education program that I ran into. That is really good. But Hillsdale is really, really good. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too, because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work, so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. Did your brother go to Auburn?
Yes.
What did he major in?
What did he end up with? I think he ended up with something in a degree in public relations.
But now he's selling medical
equipment. He's a medical device salesman, yeah. Doing very well in it.
So did he have to go back and do sciences, or did he have enough?
No, he had a 2-week crash course with this new company, and that was the one thing they were worried about when he applied for the job, is his lack of knowledge on that. But he picked it up very quickly
because he's a smart car.
Yeah, and I think more than any class he went to at Auburn, he was part of the Tiger Host in his final year. By some odd circumstances, ended up as co-president of the Tiger Host, which is sort of the student support group for recruiting and these sorts of things with the football team. team. And I think that experience really just gave him more tools than a lot of the classes. It was just learning how to talk to people, deal with people, work in a very top-notch, you know, organization, the Auburn football team.
Well, and that's, you know, a lot of people would think they go to college to go get the polish type thing and the social connections and such, but there are a lot of other ways you can pick that up by being in, you know, professional clubs and Rotary Lions and things like that, and kind of see how you need to behave yourself. But folks, I'm telling you, it is so true. You do not need a college degree in today's world and be very successful. I mean, you look at some of the wealthiest people in the United States, they don't have a college degree.
No, not at all.
Zuckerberg being one of them.
Yeah.
Gates being another one. It's, I mean, those are some big boys there. And what they did is they took knowledge and they applied it. And, you know, you do the medical device world, and if you've got a propensity for that, you know, you don't need a college degree. You can just go and do it. They're results-oriented, make sure their liability's covered. So, you know, think differently about stuff. I have a client's daughter who's struggling in nursing school with sciences and accounting, actually. And so, accounting more than science. And so I recommended to her to get a tutor that the teacher recommends, not just get a general tutor. And it's turned everything around. I mean, it's amazing what she's doing now.
And we've talked about this before, but any sort of profession where you get a certification is usually a great profession to go
to. Licensed, certified, or registered.
Great profession.
That is the way to go. And there's so many things. I mean, you know, you think about a realtor, that's a license. You think about a stockbroker, that's a license. Mm-hmm. You do not need a college education for either one of those.
Well, my roommate's now using his GI Bill after serving in the Navy to get his MBA, and then he's going to become a CPA.
Ooh.
It's coming
along. I hope he likes counting beans.
Yeah, he's learned to do it. So
I tell people when I say, you need to go talk to an accountant before you go do your CPA stuff.
Sure.
Because it ain't what you think it is. It's counting beans. They're sending you all over the place doing audits for the first 5 years. And so I told this person this and had him talk to accountants, and, oh, yeah, that's, you have to pay your dues, and it's a way to get cheap auditors is what the deal. She got there, and she, by the time she was at year one, she's like, this is awful. I hate this. And go in and sit in drafty rooms doing auditing things. So make sure you know where you want to be and be at the right place. Okay, News 93.1 FM. Let's do this. Let's go to Andrew McCarthy. Now, this actually aired yesterday. I didn't get to it in the cut, but I brought it in today. And he's talking about contempt charges by Congress against Barr and others.
We await a House vote on holding Attorney General Barr and Commerce Secretary Ross in criminal contempt for failing to comply with congressional subpoenas on the 2020 census. This move will surely escalate the already heightened tensions between the president and House Democrats. Joining us now is Andy McCarthy, former assistant U.S. attorney. So why, first of all, are Democrats pushing for this?
Well, I think it's part of the 2020 election theme that they want to have, that that Trump is driven by racism. I mean, that's basically going to be their theme. And what they're trying to press here is, what was the origination of the decision to put the question on the census?
So what do they believe these documents would reveal?
I don't think they're going to reveal much of anything. I think what they're trying to do is keep the issue alive more than anything
else.
So
why not turn them over then, the documents?
Well, because in principle, the Justice Department doesn't want to turn over anything that's deliberative, and there's a long history of their not doing that. And they, you know, they always have their eye on the next controversy, where if you turn over something you don't have to turn over now, does that get used against, as a precedent against you in the future?
Yeah, this whole thing about holding them in contempt, Wilbur Ross and Bill Barr, this is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. And this is just nitpicking Democrats that are out there just looking for something. Some got to turn some rock over and find something here. Got to be a rat in here somewhere. Okay, so now it's he's going to be asked about the situation of the contempt. And he's basically going to say exactly what it is. It's political.
So where does this fight ultimately go then?
I think it goes until it gets overwhelmed. And basically, they'll have this vote today. It'll be, you know, of some historic significance because, for example, we've only had one attorney general who's ever been held in contempt. But practically, it won't have any significance. It's more, I think it's more 2020 election stuff than anything more real than that.
Here's Wilbur Ross this morning on these contempt resolutions.
This is just more political theater. It doesn't really have any substantive basis. We produced to the committee over 14,000 pages of documents. What's at issue here is about a dozen documents, roughly 15 pages, all of which the courts didn't find necessary to make their conclusion.
Final thoughts on that before I move on.
No, I think he's right. I think it's political, and he's quite right to point out that if they had legal significance, the courts would have said so.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Don't forget Dan Black Studios. You've got videos and VHSs, 8mm films. You want to move it over to digital because it's going to deteriorate every single day. You probably don't even have the recorder or the player that it works on. Probably doesn't even work anymore. So why not give it to Dan? Let Dan has the equipment. Get him to copy it over to DVD and or put it on a jump drive, which I recommend doing that, where you transfer the data over, because then you're going to be able to use it on anything in the future. Because USB is here to stay. You can plug that into USB, or you can download it off the cloud, and there's going to be, you're going to be able to put it up on your TV, you're going to be able to put it on your computer. It's going to be there, and it's going to look just like it did 5 years ago that you had it swapped over. So go by and see Dan Black. It's Monticello Drive, 5965. But I want you to call him. And when you call him, say, Dan, I want you to tell me what the Dan Morris Show special is today. Get ready to copy this number down. Dan's a great guy. 334-440-7818. 440-7818. He can get all your digital film VHS Betamax is converted over, and you're going to be able to keep them forever. So go by, give him a call, tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. He's a great guy, and if you need any kind of video production done, he can do that also. Need a training film, need something on your business, he can do that. He can film that for you and create that. And if you need writers that are deeper than Dan, we can get that for you too, or he can get that for you. So call Dan Black, Dan Black Studio, 334-440-7818, Dan Black at Dan Black Studios. We'll be back right after this. What I want, you got, and it might be hard to handle.